So Spring Framework versus Java EE6 or maybe 7. So consultants' answer here is what's going to depend on what your end state architecture is going to be. If you are just starting out and you want to get started very quickly, it may be worth considering choosing any application server, say like Glassfish or JBoss or even Tomcat, which is not an application server, and start building your application. It's going to be a time to market decision, really, and of course that brings with it a maintenance decision. And also with your end game, what are you deploying to or writing your application for? Is it going to be another application server, or is it going to be a cloud solution, for example, Heroku or sort of Google App Engine? So, considering that, there's lots of great things in Java EE6, such as Java Consumer Architecture and better dependency injections, abstractions such as Common Data Dependency Injection Framework, CDI. The injection framework is very good, and from what I do know, you can create your own annotations to give your beans such things such as stereotypes and other characteristics. It's a little bit involved. You can do it. Or perhaps you just want the simplest case here, where, you know, there are lots of developers out there who already know Spring Framework, and maybe you are looking at the market now and you want to hire developers who actually can develop your application in the quickest and shortest period of time. Bear in mind, this is all a moving feast. As Java EE 7 comes about with features that support the cloud and virtualize environments, these things will be a moot point. So the distance between Spring and Java EE will be a lot smaller. The case in point would be to think of what is coming down the wire in a year's time. In 2013, we will have Java 8. There will be modularization standard on the Java platform, and that also changes the game. So the theory with modularization means that you can maybe hot plug in different modules, or choose the modules that you would like to construct your application and build it at runtime. So your application you specify a platform, as in OSGI, and you specify bundles or modules that will be pulled together and form your application. And I think that is the way a lot of applications will be going in the middle and the latter half of this decade. So I think, and I believe, that some of these arguments, whether you should choose Java EE or Spring, will be moot points. However, if you are trying to build an application right now, consider your options very carefully. So for example, if you need enterprise integration, you might consider Camel for its DSL, or you might actually consider Spring integration for its XML, and not so much for its DSL. And also consider the other impact of alternative JVM languages. So does Scala work with Java EE, or does Scala actually work with Spring? Those things might then hedge your decision whether to go with straightforward Java EE or stick with Spring.